Torah News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An American aircraft has gone down in Iran.
A U.S. aircraft has gone down in Iran, marking the first loss of an American aircraft in Iranian territory since the war on Iran began. According to a U.S. and an Israeli official, one crew member has been rescued. Israel is helping the U.S. with the search and rescue of the crew. Tehran is keeping up the pressure on Israel and its Gulf Arab neighbors and has fired on a range of targets across the Middle East today. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The White House is releasing details of President Trump's 2027 budget that includes a $1.5 trillion defense spending request. That's the largest of its kind in decades. He's also calling for a 10% cut in non-defense discretionary spending. A radio enthusiast from North Carolina says he's selling his call letters, WKRP, to what will be a real-life radio station in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, listen up. I cannot, by contract, tell you when. I cannot tell you who, but I can tell you WKRP, after 48 years, is coming to Cincinnati.
American employers added a surprisingly strong 178,000 new jobs last month, rebounding from a dismal showing back in February.
The Labor Department reported Friday that hiring marked a rebound from the loss of 133,000 jobs in February. The job gains were about three times what economists had forecast. The unemployment rate was down from 4.4% in February. That's partly because the labor force, those working and looking for work, dropped by 396,000 in March, so fewer people were competing for jobs. Factories added 15,000 jobs last month and construction companies 26,000, probably because of warmer weather last month. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. Do you believe that revival is coming to the U.S. anytime soon? Michael Harrington has a report.
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, just about 30% of the general population thinks a broad spiritual renewal is on its way in the near future. Young Americans believe that the most, 38% of Generation Z. And what do people think might trigger revival? The most common response is prayer. A lot of folks believe God is about to answer their petitions. Other popular reasons include economic problems and political divisions. Michael Harrington reported.
The persecution of Christians is on the rise in Southeast Asia as Islam spreads there. A new report from International Christian Concern finds that the persecution of Christians in the region is, quote, complex, damaging, and deep-rooted, and includes direct, violent, and deadly attacks and incidents, but also involves immense complex and indirect pressure, discrimination, threats, and intimidation. This is SRN News. You think you like your NCAA team? Well, a New England furniture chain is so serious about March Madness, it's got $50 million on the line.
The New England store chain Jordan's Furniture says if both UConn men's and women's basketball teams reach the championship games, it will reimburse customers for the furniture they've bought since the beginning of 2026. That's a total of about $50 million going back to some 20,000 customers. Jordan's isn't really on the hook for the $50 million. It got insurance for the promotion, like it did in 2007, when it had to reimburse some 24,000 customers a total of $35 million when the Boston Red Sox won the World Series. I'm Donna Water.
The Masters will not include Phil Mickelson or Tiger Woods for the first time in 32 years. Mickelson says he's not going to play this year while his family attends to a personal health matter. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.